With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Larry Brown, son of a Mississippi sharecropper, graduated from high school, it never occurred to him to seek a higher education.
About the only thing I was concerned with was just getting out and getting me a job and buying myself a car.
But Brown, who joined the Oxford, Mississippi Fire Department after serving in the Marines, got the itch to write stories.
I'd been a reader all my life, and I'd been wondering about how people taught themselves how to write, and I decided I would just finally try to start learning how.
It was not an easy process, as Larry Brown was defined. But now, approaching the age of 40 and still a firefighter, Brown has written a novel called Dirty Work, which was published to rave reviews. Brown admits he was naive about the craft of writing when he began his first failed effort in 1980.
The first thing I wrote was a novel about a man-eating grizzly bear in Yellowstone National Park. This is God's honest truth.
Larry Brown had never been to Yellowstone and didn't even know enough to double-space his manuscript before he sent it off to New York, only to find rejection.
I was crushed when it came back, but that was just kind of the tip of the iceberg. I decided, maybe I don't know enough to get one published. I'll write another one.
Brown began another novel and also wrote short stories, but it was years before anything was published, and that was a story that appeared in a motorcycle magazine.
I had the belief that if I stayed at it long enough, I would eventually learn how to do it right.
Larry Brown did find out how to do it right with his novel Dirty Work, the story of two maimed Vietnam veterans, one white, the other black, who share their common experiences at a veterans hospital in the South. Dirty Work was published by Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1986, Oxford, Mississippi fire captain Larry Brown, a would-be writer, took 6 months off from his literary pursuits to build a new house. The day he moved in, Brown sat down at the dining room table with his typewriter.
I started writing a story about a guy who had come back from Vietnam, and he stayed in his room all the time. He wouldn't go out and see anybody. His face was all messed up, from shrapnel damage, and I didn't want anybody to see him.
Over the next year and a half, Larry Brown put his story through at least three drafts. The result is a well-received first novel called Dirty Work. In it, a black Vietnam veteran with no arms and legs after being hit by machine gun fire shares common experiences with a white veteran who has lost most of his face and a good portion of his mind. Larry Brown's fellow firefighters are proud of his achievement.
Well, I brought some recognition to my department, with my work and everything. I've had a pretty good bit of publicity about it, and they're happy to see me succeeding with my work because I've been doing it for so long.
Despite the lulls at the firehouse, Brown doesn't do any writing there.
It's usually that there's too much noise going on, card game, television, or somebody hollering at somebody or something. I work with some kind of wild boys.
Larry Brown is a relative newcomer to writing, but he's happy to be part of the literary scene at Oxford, Mississippi.
There's a big literary heritage there because of Faulkner and the university and all that. There's several writers who live in town there who are well-known. Barry Hannon and Willie Morris both live there.
Larry Brown, author of Dirty Work, published by Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.